Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dumb, drunk, or drugs?
Richard is on for this round of dumb, drunk, or drugs. Richard, how do you think you're going to do?
I think I'm going to do all right. I listen to you all the time.
Okay, we're going to put it to the test then. Here is your real headline. A math teacher gets arrested at school. Were they dumb, drunk, or on drugs?
I'd say drunk.
I'm going to say drugs.
It was drugs. What in the world of Walter White was going on at this middle school? Because the teacher in Louisiana was busted during a random drug sweep. The cops had the canine unit with them, and good old Fido zeroed in on Miss Summers' bag. The dog found a small amount of drugs in the teacher's wallet. She must have been hanging out with the kids too much because she told the cops that it wasn't her. She was holding it for a friend. I get that it's tiring to be a teacher, but if she's looking for caffeine, this Coke doesn't have any.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
It has to be coming up soon. The Stagecoach lineup. Everybody is ready for it. Coachella came out. I don't know if you saw, but Coachella both weekends already sold out.
It's a really good lineup. I've never been one who's, you know, too interested in Coachella, but seeing the lineup, I'm like, okay, wait, we might have to go a weekend early because I want to see some of these names.
I'm thinking if they did that well with Coachella, Stagecoach is going to be fire. So we've put together our predictions of who we think is going to be at Stagecoach 2026. You want to start with predicting the top three headliners?
Let's do that. Let me hear yours.
Okay, I'm going to go Rascal Flatts.
Oh.
Lainey Wilson and Jason Aldean.
Kel, that would be sold out.
I feel like you need a little throwback, your Rascal Flatts. You need to have a woman, Lainey, and Jason is just, he's good anytime.
Wow. Okay, I really hope you're right when they announce it. My top three, I'm going Kelsea Ballerini.
Oh, she's due.
A little bit of an interesting choice right there, but I think she could be there. Cody Johnson.
Oh, okay.
And Kenny Chesney.
I like that, too. And has Kojo ever headlined Stagecoach?
Not that I can remember. No, I can't even remember if he's ever been there.
Oh, I like yours, too.
I like Kojo. I think there could be a tie with Kelsey and Kenny there. I'm a huge Cody Johnson fan.
Oh, yeah. Kelsey and Kenny, the connection, definitely. Okay, now, you know there's always the smaller names, but the have the great songs.
Yep.
Let's pick two. Who do you got?
Let me go with one of the biggest rising voices in country music right now in Zach Top.
Okay, yeah.
And I'll give you one that's out of the genre, but I think would be a fantastic addition to Stagecoach, a guy by the name of Forrest Frank.
Ooh, okay, now, if Forrest Frank is there, Thomas Rhett has to be there.
Thomas Rhett's got a lot of kids to tend to. I think he's busy.
Exactly. He's got to pay for them. I'm going to go Jordan Davis, Russell Dickerson.
Gosh, those are fun guys.
Mm-hmm.
We're building a pretty good lineup here.
I know. And then at Stagecoach, you always have the wild card. The ones that we go, what? Like Backstreet Boys and Creed last year or this year. Who's your wild card?
Mine makes no sense at all, but for some reason, I think he will make it there. Give me Usher.
Ooh. Oh.
Right?
R-A-Y-M-O-N-D.
There you go. He'll sound a little better than that. But he could be easily one of those artists that's on like the late night Palomino thing. Mm-hmm. And I think people would go crazy.
Usher and Diplo?
Yep.
Totally could see that. Yours is probably a little more realistic than mine. I threw out Vanilla Ice.
Dun, 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 dun. I don't think he's doing anything right now. Why not? Come on out to Indio.
We will see. Hopefully the Stagecoach lineup will be coming out soon. We're going to post our predictions. Go ahead and drop your predictions too.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Your first concert can really influence how you feel about concerts in the future. If you go too big, you have high expectations. But you got to have at least a good first concert to get you going on your concert journey.
Do you ever go to a show and see an artist that maybe like you're not like crazy in love with, and then after you see them, you're a huge fan? Because I cannot tell you how many times that happens to me.
Oh, live music is completely different than just sitting and listening to it on the radio or wherever you listen to music.
Well, my daughter Reese, who's 3, is a ginormous Megan Maroney fan.
Mm-hmm.
Hasn't seen her in person, listens, on the Alexa, watches music videos all the time. Even has a custom-made Megan Maroney dress from one of her designers. Well, Megan's coming to town next week.
Uh-huh.
And I'm starting to think, I'm like, okay, well, she's going to be 4 in November. Is it time for her first concert? And I have so many pros and cons that I keep going back and forth on, but the biggest pro is we've had a couple videos go viral with Reese in the dress, and she got some Megan Maroney boots. So I'd like to take her to the show and possibly secure like a meet and greet, like actually get to meet her.
Right.
And let Megan see the little girl who's like so just in love with her, and she knows about the videos and all this and that. But the biggest con is she's speaking about Reese, she's so shy when she comes up to people that she doesn't know, and she kind of like clams up and she'll cling to me and just... I'm like, well, if I'm going to drive all the way out to L.A. to have you meet her and see the show, I want you to interact a little bit. So I don't know. I don't know if I just wait till the next time she's in town. But then I'm like, well, then the cute dress won't fit.
Right.
Who knows if she'll even be like as big of a fan then. I don't know. I don't know. I'm torn. I asked my wife last night and she's in the same boat. She's torn also.
Well, I'll tell you this. We took Colt to his very first concert last year. We went to go see Kane Brown. Colt's 5. He was so excited. He got to meet Kane Brown. He did kind of do the shy, but Kane was great. Got him to talk to him and got the picture. Kane went on a little late. By the time he played Miles on It, which is one of Colt's favorite songs, Colt was fast asleep. Asleep on our shoulder.
What time was that at?
By the time he played that song, it was probably 9:30.
Okay.
Because they don't go on till later.
Yeah, Megan's supposed to go on at 7. Doesn't have any openers.
Oh, so okay.
Like, okay, we'll see how long she lasts. Stay for a couple songs. Her favorite song is "Am I Okay," which isn't going to be Megan's encore song, so she won't get to hear that. So I'm just so torn. But first concert, I mean, that's one that you truly never forget, even if you're 3.
What was your first concert, Aunt?
Blink 182.
Oh,
in San Diego.
That's a great first concert. How old were you?
Oh, gosh. Oh, 15, 16, somewhere in that age.
And that seems to be the common trend is a little later. You're debating right now to take your 3-year-old daughter to go see Megan Maroney.
Yeah, it's very young.
But I think we're in a different boat because, I mean, concerts are kind of our lifestyle. So introducing him a little younger, Colt went to his first concert at 5. Carter was way earlier. Colt was a COVID baby, so he didn't have the opportunity to really go to a concert much younger than that. Christy Menifee, what was your first concert?
January 19th, 1986, Thompson Twins and OMD.
How old were you?
15.
Oh, so you were a little later in life.
I was later in life. I didn't realize people went or much earlier than that.
Might be just our kids we're finding out. 909 text in, my very first concert was at the Great Western Forum to see NSYNC.
Oh, yeah, that was what you saw of those guys.
That was my first concert at the Pond. The Honda Center was the Pond back then.
How was it?
It was amazing. I loved every minute of it. JT and his curls that looked like Top Ramen. Oh, I love it.
Jealous. jumping to Facebook, Sharon said that her first concert when she was 10 years old, she saw Elvis Presley.
Wow.
How
first concert?
Cool is it? Talk about setting the bar high.
And there are quite a few of those. Like Jeanette from Canyon Lake texted in, my very first concert was Prince. I was 16. He came on stage. And he dropped down from the ceiling in a bathtub. Everything was purple.
Can I tell you, I'm a huge Prince fan.
Are you?
And yes, I've told you this before. Oh. In one ear, out the other. my mom, years and years ago, when Prince was still with us, my mom had said, hey, one of her friends had tickets. Do you want to go see him? And at that point, it was, you know, when you're a teenager and there's other stuff like going on, you're like, oh no, no, I'll, maybe some other time. I got a party to go to. That is one of my biggest regrets is not saying yes to that and going to see him.
Mr. Opportunity.
Prince and NSYNC, I never got the chance.
NSYNC, there still might be a chance. I'm holding out hope.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Nothing bigger than a queen-size bed for Matthew McConaughey and his wife. He says he wants to go shoulder to shoulder in bed because it creates intimacy. No way. Give me space.
Create sweat. Go to your side.
We did have somebody who agreed with that from the 909 says, my husband and I are the same way. We will only sleep in a queen-size bed so that we can snuggle up, and he's a big guy.
Maybe in the wintertime, but it gets hot. It's hot here a lot.
Not even that. Do you have any strange rules in your house? Cynthia and San Bernardino, what is yours?
After you shower, get the Sweetie and wipe that water off of my windows in the shower.
No water spots in your house.
No water spots at all.
What happens if somebody doesn't?
Then they hear mom yelling and screaming. How's that?
We don't want that.
They got mommy wrath.
No.
Here's one from Facebook from Melissa. She says, no shoes in the house, socks and slippers only. That's another good one. We started doing that one recently, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're walking, you know, you walk inside the house, you have your shoes on. We have little ones, and they're crawling around on the floor all the time.
Right. Yeah, I would love to do that. That's one it's hard to remember that one. 714 said they're kind of along the same lines with me. I have a rule of all the drawers have to be shut. But they go a little bit further. She says, in our house, everything needs to be closed. The closet door needs to be closed. The curtains need to be closed. If they're not, I cannot go to sleep.
And shout out to Dawn on Facebook, who said her rule is no smoking inside.
Like that should be a rule for everybody.
A lot of places implement that.
Celebrities are just like us. They just have some crazy house rules. Nick Jonas opened up about a bedroom rule where he said he will not do anything other than sleep in his bed. So if his wife wants to lay in bed and watch TV, he'll get a chair. He'll pull it up next to the bed because the bed is only for sleeping.
I agree with that. I think every room is designated for something different, but you have to remember when you leave the room, you also have to turn things off. I'm totally siding with this 909 text message. Leave the room, turn off the light. If the room is not occupied, there should be nothing on.
Mm-hmm. That's like a total dad thing. Do you pay the electricity bill?
100%.
909 says the bed needs to be made daily, no matter what time you get out of it. I'm a big make your bed person. I'm out of the bed first, though, but even when I come home, Art won't make it. As soon as I get home, I will make our bed.
And I've heard that's like the perfect way to start your day is by knocking out a task like that. But for me, I'm like, you know, it's just going to get messy again. I'm going to be in it like 12 hours later.
No, you got to make it. I 100% agree with that one. Danine in Cyprus, what is your strange house rule?
When I'm having a conversation with you, put your cell phone down.
Oh, that should be a rule for everyone.
You want to make me mad? Like, because my boss does it to me all the time and he cannot multitask. And I'm talking to him. I stopped talking and he was like, I'm sorry, what'd you say? And I'm like, for real? Like, I have to repeat myself now. So same thing in my house. Like, if we're going to have a conversation, like, I want your attention because I don't want to have to re-say it again.
I like that one. Here's an interesting one. Did you see this one that just came in? Text from the 323. If you're using the restroom, close the door, but do not lock it. Why?
Close the door, but do not lock. I understand closing the door.
Right. And is that just enough of a signal that there's somebody in there? That's a strange one.
I lock it. I don't want any visitors.
Right?
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Why are we so dumb? We sit here, we talk about... No, seriously.
What?
Listen, and yes, I'm including you in this too. Because we sit here and we talk about, you know, oh, I bet on this game, I bet on that game, whether it's football or baseball. But when it comes to football, why aren't we listening to your three-year-old? She has the answers. We don't.
I know. She surprised me yesterday. Well, she didn't surprise me because she's so smart. But last night, you had Monday Night Football, Baltimore and Detroit. And We're watching ESPN. We're watching the pregame show. Every single analyst on that program, oh, Baltimore's going to win. Baltimore is like five or six analysts who had the Ravens. And Reese gets upset when people don't side with her. And she said, Daddy, why didn't anyone pick the Lions? I said, I don't know, baby, but this is fuel to the fire. Now we're really going to root for the Lions.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, but it was a very high-scoring game. But Reese was the only one to pick the Lions. She knows what she's doing.
She does. I will say this week I did well when it came to my picks. I'm in a pick 'em league. Mm-hmm. And I was tied going into last night's Monday night football game, and we had the same pick. So it was going to come down to the tiebreaker, and it's winner takes all in this league. So it's like a $200 pot, right? So I'm watching the game, and I know what I picked for the final score, but I don't know what the other person picked. And I had 44, and I'm watching the game, and I'm at Carter's baseball game, and I'm refreshing on my phone to see every time they score. And it was like, score after score.
Non-stop.
They passed 45, and I was like, okay, just stop. Like, we're good. We don't need to. I think it was 68 was the total combined score after last night. Needless to say, I lost.
You say they're at like 45 in the second quarter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, the good thing is football is a very long season. Week 4 is coming up. You have another chance to win your cash.
Spoken like a true gambler. I will get my money back.
Listen to my 3-year-old.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.